today I'd like to welcome Barry Ward, a country singer from United States. Welcome, Barry.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on your program. I really do appreciate it.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, how you got started?
Well, I'm a native Kansas boy. I was born and raised in southwest part of Kansas by the famous Dodge City, which we were 40 miles from there. Mm. I was a fourth generation. My great-granddad actually homesteaded there in 1884. And so I spent my life as a farmer and a cattleman. I went to college for 5 years, came back, and it's been my life.
Wow.
It's made me who I am today. So, I'm just a farmer from southwest Kansas, and we had a backgrounding operation for cattle.
Yes, nice, rich background. Lots of history there about the Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
So what type of cattle did you raise?
We didn't raise anything particular. We would raise mixed cattle. We would bring them in. We'd buy calves at about, 450 to 500 weight, and then we would take them and start them and put them on wheat pasture. So the only time we really got into a certain breed was about the last 4 years we had cattle on wheat pasture. They were coming straight off a ranch in Wyoming, and they were all Black Angus. So predominantly, we bought mixed cattle that fit what we needed.
Mm-hmm. And now you're on a different farm.
We're
is that
on
correct?
Actually a farm and ranch in Colorado that we just we don't operate it because I'm on the road full time, and we just have moved out here, and somebody else takes care of the farming and runs their cattle because we had to sell our horses. We had four horses, and I mean we were just gone all the time. My wife travels full time with me, and so it just we love traveling around and visiting with people. And we hardly ever get to Colorado where we've dreamed of living here our whole life. And now that we're living here, we're hardly ever here. So that's kind of what we're doing now.
Yeah. That's too bad in one way. So can you tell me how you started singing and did you sing as a child or?
You know, I sang in school, like with choir and those type of things. And it's kind of amusing to me. I did one solo at a contest once and I got a 3-. So that should have told me what I was not. A good singer. And then I didn't do anything with it till I was 35 years old, and I always wanted to play guitar. So took some lessons, and 4 or 5 years later, our church that we go to, the country church there in Kansas, asked me to do a special, and it's gone from there. I never dreamed I'd be doing this full time, but sometimes God has other plans.
Well, that's great. And one thing about country music is that if you love stories, it's rich with stories. So do you write your own songs?
I write almost all of my own songs, and almost all of my songs come from my experience of living off the land and being who I am. That's what I draw my inspiration mainly from, because, I've tried just to write songs, and sometimes they'll work, and most of the times they don't. I have to kind of be inspired by something that's happened to me. And so that's what I enjoy about songwriting.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like writing anything. As one of the things our teachers definitely taught us was only write about what you know.
Yeah.
And that then you'll be successful.
That's very true.
How many different types of instruments do you play?
I just play a guitar. That's it.
Okay. So I heard a banjo in the background of one of your songs, and I wondered.
Yeah, that's a good friend of mine in Denver area. But I just figured, you know, I'm starting this pretty late in life, so I better focus on one instrument.
Yeah, focus, yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Now, you were saying that a couple of your songs have been inspired by your experience with horses. So I wondered, is there any song that has a story that you can share with us?
Yeah, Riding Along the Cimarron is probably one of my most requested songs, and it was nominated by the Western Music Association for Song of the Year. I made the finals, but I didn't win it. But it's a story about helping a ranch in the Oklahoma Panhandle round up. It was about a 500-pair operation, and I got to help them 2 years, bring the cattle in, cross the Cimarron River. And when I got to the other side, actually, I stopped in the river, and it was life-changing event for me. It sounds kind of silly that pushing cattle through a river would be life-changing, but that day was a experience for me that really started me on a total change in my songwriting and my focus of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So riding along the Cimarron, you know, I could smell the horses we sat there in that river, and I could hear the cattle and hear the other guys. And at one point I could hear birds singing, and it was like, became a spiritual thing for me, really. It's like, you know, God was saying, do you see what I've done for you? Do you see what I've given you? And about 3 weeks later, I was in the jungles of Cameroon, Africa, doing concerts. So it was a total total change in life.
So are you saying that at that point you were just totally in the moment?
I was.
And present?
And yes. And there's something about being a horseback that, you know, somebody who hasn't been on a horse, oh, please understand, I'm not an expert at a horse by any means. We moved our cattle with horses and we would get together and help neighbors, but there's just something about being on a horse that there's a connection there, and there's also a spiritual connection there. It's incredible. I know you understand that.
Mm-hmm. Well, many of our listeners and many of the guests are very much into connecting with the horse and being very much present in the moment. How important that is,
yeah,
right now in this world today. Bringing the message through music.
Oh, yeah.
Other people are doing other various things. So, okay, let's go back to you being in the river, and then the next week you were in Africa?
Yeah, it was about 3 weeks later, actually.
What motivated you to go there? Was that part of a tour, or what happened?
It was part of an idea that TNET International is a organization that does worldwide training for pastors, and they're very big in Africa. And nobody had ever taken Western music to Cameroon, so... They asked if I would be willing to go do 8 concerts in 5 different locations / evangelical meetings. I would do a full hour concert to start them. And I said no at first, and then the more I prayed about it, I just felt like that's where I was supposed to go. So we went over there for 2 weeks, actually 16 days. It was just an incredible experience. They love the Western life, and they're people who have absolutely nothing. And it was incredibly humbling to me to see children who didn't know where their next meal might be coming from, and then have to leave those children and come back here to the land of plenty. It started in that river on that horse, and that's what's so interesting to me, and that's why I wrote the song Riding Along the Cimarron, because Riding Along the Cimarron changed my life forever.
Wow. I just want to go back there again. How was the music received? How did they react to that? Because you're saying that they hadn't heard any Western music before, and that's very interesting.
I will have to be very honest with you. It was not what I had expected. We averaged about, I think, a little over 600 people per meeting, and the first night, my first song is a song that I've written called Joy, Sweet Joy, and it's an upbeat song. And I wasn't expecting the response that I got. They went absolutely crazy. And before I sang the first verse and into the chorus. And before I got done with the chorus, there were 600 native Africans singing 4-part harmonies and just going crazy.
Wow.
I was actually just, I had tears. It was such a moving experience for me to come all the way to Africa and have them respond to that song. And they just went crazy over the music, and they'd hoop and holler. And it's a kind of a joke. The first meeting we did lasted 4.5 hours, and the longest one was 6 hours and 45 minutes. So they just love, they sing and they sing and they sing. So it was an incredible experience.
Mm-hmm. Did you sing while you were there? Did you sing I'm Gonna Ride?
I did.
And how did they like that too? They liked all your music, I gather.
Well, they did, but that one I kind of did with a slide. They just went crazy over something they'd never heard before, that style of music. And they really wouldn't let you quit singing. If you got done with one song, Mr. Betty, you could keep singing. And it was, the response was just overwhelming. And it just changed me forever, Paula. I came home a changed man, and they told me I would.
Yeah.
Up in northern Colorado where the canyons run so deep, someday I'm gonna ride. Down in the bottom where the water its secrets it keeps, someday I'm gonna ride. Up in Wyoming.
Are you going to go back, do you think?
They would like me to go back and commit a year to traveling. I think it's 7 different countries. And right now I'm not getting that leading, so don't have any plans at this point to go back. But I would love to go back. Don't get me wrong. But a year commitment right now is just not what we're doing. So.
Right. Have you come up into Canada at all to play, or are you just staying mostly in the States?
Mostly in the States. I am booked in Kamloops, British Columbia, coming for their festival. So that'd be my first trip into Canada to perform. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. you're talking about the influence that other musicians have had on your music.
I've always loved jazz and blues, so I have some of that influence in my music. I try to make it different than a straight country chord progression. I try to just like you were mentioning the song, One More, I'm Gonna Ride. Mm. There's some jazz influence in that, and I just love doing that. So that's kind of where my musical inspirations come from, is a little bit of everything, except for, you know, I'm not into the rap and all that stuff, but about every kind of music I enjoy listening to.
And that's one of the nice things about the creative process, is that you absorb everything around you and into your own work. So as far as labels, who is your record company?
Well, it's Flying W Productions. Mm-hmm. We're an independent artist, so I'm not signed with any record label. We do all of our own. We're an independent artist. So the Barry Ward, or the Flying W Productions, actually was our brand on our place in Kansas, was the Flying W way back in our family. So that's how we came up with Flying W Productions. But we're an independent artist. We don't have any contract with any record companies. And that can be an advantage or a disadvantage. Nobody's really signing us right now. So we're independent. Yeah.
And I love the name, the Flying W. That's great. I love that name.
Oh, thank you. That was our brand. And
all right. Well, I think that we're coming to an end here, Barry. So I was wondering if you can give us your website. You've got a beautiful website with lots of information about your work and how to get in contact with you and the schedule of concerts. So if you could give us the URL for that.
Yeah, you could just go to BarryWardMusic.com and that'll take you right to our website.
Mm-hmm. And also you'll see the schedule. Now, and then your do you have an album out?
I just last week got a brand new one out. It's called Distant Furrows. It's a story or songs that I've written about my life as a farmer and a cattleman. It's dedicated to the farmers and ranchers. So, yeah, we just got it. We're excited about getting it out.
And I really like your song, Young Farmers. That's an encouraging song for people who are continuing to farm.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your time, and you're just a great interviewer. I've enjoyed this so much.
Well, thank you so much, Barry, and I hope that your career will continue to flourish. I know it will, because you're very talented. For more information about Barry Ward and his albums, please go to BarryWardMusic.com. That's BarryWardMusic.com. And I'm going to end with my favorite song, I'm Gonna Ride, by Barry Ward.
But someday I'm gonna ride. Oh, up in Minnesota where the winters you learn to hate. Someday I'm gonna ride. And will my bones ache when it's minus 38? Oh, someday I'm gonna ride. When my horses are running wild and free, my soul from this body leaves. I'm gonna ride eternally. Well, now you don't know who I am, and you don't know my name. Don't know where I am from or where I might have came. Oh, you don't know me, but you judge me the same. But someday I'm gonna ride. Hey, hey. Out in California, my name on the wind will say, someday I'm gonna ride. You'll find me riding down the old Vaquero trails, and someday I'm gonna ride. When my horses are running wild and free, my soul from this body leaves. I'm gonna ride eternally. Well, now you don't know who I am, and you don't know my name. Don't know where I'm from, where I might have came. Oh, you don't know me, but you judge me the same. But someday I'm gonna